Today's Shiri Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. We begin still with the end of Nun Amud Beis. We left off with a halacha yesterday that there's supposed to be a certain amount of space on each side of the parchment that is left unused, open space around all the top, bottom, and sides of the parchment. Then the Ramah had said you also need to leave space in between each of the letters, between each of the words, and each of the parashios of the parasha of the Tefillin and Mezuzah. We'll now do some of the Mishnah Brurahs on that Ramah. Sivkot and Kuf Mem Gimel. There has to be a short space in between each word, and this has to be the size of a small letter. The Mishnah Brurah says this small letter is Ketana Shu Yud, a small letter Yud, would be the Evid, and Livsol, Elam Keniris, Kasiva Achas Latinok, Lochak, and Lotipesh. And it's not considered good if a young child would think that there is no space between the two words. As long as the child would be able to read it as two separate words, that's adequate. Sif Katan Kuf Mem Dalet. The Mishnah Brura says, V'yesh Ormim Dein Sorech Laniach Elab Sefer Torah. The idea that you have to leave a significant space in between the lines, that's only true for a Sefer Torah. V'chei Noagu HaSofrim She'en Medaktik in Mezeh. And likewise, for Tefillin Mezuzahs, the Sofrim are not Medaktik on this. However, in Dirshu footnote 180, he does bring down that the Lishkas HaSofer says, She'nochun Ledaktik Mezeh Gam Tefillin Mezuzahs. Why? If you don't leave a space, it's going to lead to trouble because you're going to have the letters that go above the line and the letters go below the line running into each other. Therefore, it's certainly better to leave some space in between the rows. Sivkot and Kuf Mem Hey, the Mishnah Brura says that you have to have a little space in between the letters like the Chut HaSara, Hainu Rak L'Chatchila. So the Mishnah Brura says that's L'Chatchila, that's optimal. However, B'diyevet, Ein Livsol, it's not possible, Elim Ki Niris HaTeva Chaluka L'Shtayim. It only would be no good if it looks like the word is split into two different parts, meaning that as long as there isn't too much space between the letters, it's only a small space, it's perfectly fine. It's only if a young child would be able to think that this is two words, then that would be a problem. Mishnah Brura points out all of this is found also in Yoredei in regards to the halachos of a Sefer Torah. That really concludes the Mishnah Brura from yesterday's shir. Now we can begin Sif Lamed Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Yaseh Hashuros Shavos. The Sofer should make sure that all of the lines are aligned and straight one with each other. Shlotei Achas Nechnesas V'Achas Yoses. They shouldn't be unaligned or misaligned with each other, one going in or up in the wrong direction. They should also start and end at the same point. Ulepachos, at least at a minimum, Yizar Shalo Yichtov Shalosh Osios Chutz Lashita, V'im Kisavam Lo Pasal. One should try Lechatrila not to have three letters go beyond the line. Each line should end in the same place, should start in the same place. It shouldn't have letters going beyond that. However, at least make sure that you don't have three letters going beyond it. And even if you do, B'diavad, it still is good. It's not possible by having letters go outside the line limits. Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Kuf Mem Zayin brings down Afilu Osachas Lechatchila. One should even have one letter going outside the end of the line. Mishum Zeh Keli V'Anveu, because this is not beautiful if the parashios don't have a nice start and end point. We have this Lahavdil with the computer today. You can align the sides. You can have it start all the way on the left and align it all the way at the right, or you can have it aligned on both left and right. So that's what the ideal way to write a parasha is to have it aligned perfectly on both the left and on the right. This is a definition of Zeh Keli V'Anveu, to make it beautiful looking. In Sif Katan Kuf Mem Ches, the Mishnah Brura writes three letters. Midelo Chilek, since the Mechaber, when he states the thing, doesn't differentiate, so it appears that Mashma Dafilu Im Elu HaSholosh Osios He Miut HaTeva Osur, that you're not supposed to have three or more letters sticking out, even if that's a minority of the word. For example, if the word has eight letters and you have three letters sticking out, so it's still a minority of the word, but still that's not good. He brings down in Yoredeya that the Rabban Paskins, the Lo Kaptinon, were not makbid on this, El Shalo Yichtov Rak, Rov HaTeva Chutz Lashita. The Rambam there says that as long as the majority of the letter isn't beyond the end of the row, it's acceptable. The Mateva Baschesa Osios, and if an eight-letter word, Mutu Lichtov HaChetzio Chutz Lashita. So then it wouldn't be a problem if three of the letters were beyond there because it's less than the full word or the majority of the word. However, he brings down the Shach, Shekosov Sheesh LaHachmir, he says, no, that one shouldn't have three letters, even if it's a minority of the word. He brings down the El Yeraba, Shadato, Dal Koponim, Bitfilin, Shagil Yonos, Kitzorim, Yesh Lachbir. That even if you're not machbir by a Sefer Torah, which is where this din was brought, then by Tfilin and Mezuzahs, because the lines are so small, there's a less amount over here, it would really look out of order, it wouldn't look beautiful, and therefore by Tfilin you should be Zahir. In footnote 183 in the Dirshu, he brings down that the reason is, Shebitfilin, Shashuros, Muatos, Falkil Yon Kotzer, there's much less in in tefillin than there is in a sefer Torah. So yesh yoser gnai b'shalosh osios ayosos l'chutz. It's much less beautiful if three letters stick out, even if it's only part of a word. Mashen came in sefer Torah sheish b'har b'shuros v'agil yon shalosh gadol. Sefer Torah has so many more lines and so many more words, it doesn't look so bad if one line happens to have three letters outside of it. Whereas by tefillin, it would look much worse. Wouldn't be zer keli v'anveyu. In Sivkot and Kuf Mem Tes, the Mishnah Berurah says when it's sticking out, it can be Bein Shahaya Hablita B'Tchilas Hashita O B'Sofa. It doesn't make a difference which end it's sticking out, on the right or the left, at the beginning of the line or on the end of the line. Either way, these halachas that we just said apply. B'Dieved, we said it doesn't parcel it. So in Sivkot and Kuf Nud, the Mishnah Berurah writes Vafilum Kosav Tevo Shleima Chutz L'Shita. And even if you wrote an entire word outside of the line, it still would be acceptable. Kosha nikar she nikreis imosu hashita, as long as it's still recognizable that it belongs to that line, v'lo ima amud ha'acher shebetzida, and that doesn't look like it belongs to another column of the four parashios of the tefillin shel rosh. Seif lamed dalet. The mechaber writes shtei osios shehem teva achas lo yichtov chutz l'shita. We just brought down that you shouldn't have three letters beyond, implying that two are good, but he says if those two make up an entire word, the word S, the word shell. So if two letters make up an entire word, they shouldn't be written outside of the line as well, even though we said that three is the minimum that you should ideally not have beyond the line. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Kufnun Aleph adds, V'im hatevo hi bashalosh, a three-letter word, mutar lichtov bimena shtei osios chutz l'shita. You could have two of the letters of a three-letter word outside the line, even though it's the majority of the word, afshem rov hatevo. And he brings this down in from Yoridea, and he tells us to look in the Bir Halacha. In the Bir Halacha, he brings down kosaf harosh b'halochas ktanos, the rosh writes, and this is the way it's paskid in Yoridea as well, that you could have two of the three letters of the word outside. However, he brings down the Magen Avraham, who says, Shekosav the Afa Rambam Modi Bezel HaKel. The Rambam is also in agreement with this, but the Vilna Gaon brings down Sheladasa Rambam Osur Bezel. The Vilna Gaon's opinion is that the Rambam would not allow this. Seif Lamed Hei. The Mechaber writes, Osios Hashem. If you have the word of Yud Kei Vav Kei or another name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzarech Shiyu Kulam Beso Chadaf. Here you have to be very careful to make sure that they're all in the proper place, not beyond the lines. V'lo Yetzei Mehem Klal Chutz L'Daf, and they can't go at all beyond the parameters of the perfect lines on alignment on both the right and the left side. It has to be totally, the entire letter, not even part of it, should be outside the line. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kufnun Beis writes, Afilu Shar Shemos She'enom Nimchokim. Even other words for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are not allowed to be erased are included in this din. In Sivkot and Kuf Nun Gimel, he writes, brings down the Magen Avraham in the name of the Goyin, Marenu Ar Yitzchok Mipozhna. He brings down as well, this is the true opinion of the Olas Tomid, El Yeraba, and many other Achronim, Asik de Davko Lechatchila, that we're only talking about this din of having the entire shame within the lines, that's a din Lechatchila, Avo B'Dievet. After the fact, if there's no choice, Ein Lahachmir, then it doesn't parcel the parchment, the parashios over here, they're still a good b'di'evit. However, Mikol Makom, if error came to Sefer Torah, if this happens in a Sefer Torah, he says there's an Eitzah that you can apply over here. Hora limcho kol ashuros ha'yonim, helyonos. Go and erase all the letters above this, in Ein Bahem Bishum Shem, Mishem Oshenim Nechokim, as long as the lines above this are just words that don't have the Shem Hashem or any of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that can't be erased, so erase the entire sheet of letters that you've written above that point. The Sefer Torah does not have to be written Kisidron. And now, extend the line so it will extend perfectly aligned with the Shem of Hashem. So therefore, the Shem of Hashem is now realigned where the line ends, and it's now totally within where the line ends, and this way you don't have a problem. You can't do this, of course, by Tefillin or Mezuzos because they have to be written Kisidron. But the Sefer Torah does not, so this is a perfect Eitzah to correct the Sefer Torah where the Shem of Hashem goes outside the boundaries. And he says, "V'lim shoch osam shiu shavos im Hashem." Now, when you rewrite it, write the letters in a way that they'll end up aligned perfectly with where the Shem Hashem was. The miachad the efshol l'sakune lo mikra d'eved. And since you can correct it, this is not called b'di'evid. This is now lechatchila. Avol im hayusham l'malo eiz Hashem. But if in the area above it there was already a shame, you're not allowed to erase the shame of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Or, he says, oh, by tefillin mezuzos, the efshol limchok, you're not allowed to erase the mishum shelo kisidron, because then you have the problem of writing them out of order. He says, therefore, kosher kach beli tikkun. Then you don't have a choice, so even though you shouldn't have done this lechatchila, but if after the fact the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was outside the line, so then it is kosher, and it is not a puzzle of parchment. Then he brings down, however, he brings down the name of the Tashbetz, he brings down the Rambam, and the Marai, the Beis Shmuel, all say, V'yesh machmirin afilu b'di'evet, that one shouldn't do this and allow this to be kosher, even b'di'evet. V'hiskim imoam ha'goyim Rabbi Kiva Eger, v'derech ha'chaim, and as well, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Derech ha'chaim also agree to this. However, ach, im bashuros ho'ayonos, oso achron, beis, dalet, Reish or Chedome, but he brings another suggestion over here. If the last letter of the row above where the shem stuck out beyond the row is a Beis or a Dalet or a Reish or any other letter like that, which can be extended without it being a problem of Shelo Kesidron, all you're doing is extending the top horizontal gag of the Reish or of a Dalet, so you can just make it a longer horizontal Reish or a Dalet or a letter like that. Sheyochel L'moshkon, you can extend it. Kulum Odu, everybody agrees, the Bain Besefer Torah, Bain Betulim Mezuzos, Yimshoch Oson, Kideish Yu Shavos Ima Os, Me Hashem, Shiotzah Chutz L'Shita. So extend the top line above where the Shem Hashem was, and in this way you'll have a perfectly kosher and beautiful parchment. The Ein Bezem Yishum Shalom Kisidron, and this of course is not a problem Shalom Kisidron, because the Reish or the Dalet or the Beis was there already, and all you're doing is extending it, that's not writing it, that's just beautifying it and extending it, and there's no problem. Furthermore, v'chein im lo kosav od rak shura achas, if you've only written one shura, then u'bishura shniya moshach Hashem chutz l'shita, so the top row was indented in more than the second row where you extended the Shem Hashem beyond the top row. So he says another etza, keep on writing all the rows below that, extend it out all the way till the Shem Hashem. Yaseh sirtutim acherim, so go and engrave the line below all the way out to where the Shem Hashem extended on all the lines below that, the Yim Shechem, and now you'll extend them, Shiu Aruchim at Sof Hashem. So line 2, where the Shem was extended out, will now be as long, as wide as line 3, line 4, line 5, etc., all the way down. And the only one that will be indented, not as long, will be line 1. And so one line is a little bit out of the whack. That doesn't ruin it. That would still be a perfectly kosher parchment. Furthermore, the Da'od, the Ba'osios Hanit follows La Shem, the letters like La Hashem, or if you have a letter at the end of the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Haskama Sachron, and the opinion of the Achronim is, Dein Lahachmer B'dievet B'yotzi Chus L'Shita. We said the Shem Hashem shouldn't extend out, but if you have a Lamed at the beginning of the word, and the Lamed is extending out beyond the beginning of the line, that wouldn't be terrible if that was the La Hashem. So, therefore, the problem of the Shem is only the Shem itself, but not a prefix or a suffix of the Shem. In Sivkut Nun Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Afilu Os Achas, we said that even one name, one letter rather, of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't even be extending out beyond the edge of the line. The Efshar, the Af Rubo Kikulo. If the majority of a single letter went out, that's also no good. However, Avo Miktsas Os Leslamba, but if only a small little part of, let's say, like the Yud Kei Vav Kei that you wrote, so the last Hey of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, so that extended a little bit out, that wouldn't be gefarlot, that wouldn't ruin it. V'im yotza shem kulo, and somewhat paradoxically, if the entire name is outside, chutz l'gilyon ha'amud, also kosher b'di'evit. And he says, v'eino dome liyotze os echad chutz l'shita. It's somewhat worse when one letter of the word of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name goes out, when as opposed to if the whole name goes out. Why? Because the little bit that sticks out is called like a hanging letter. And you're not allowed to have part of the shame hanging. But paradoxically, the entire shame is allowed to be hanging. And he says, this is the opinion of the Bnei Yonah, Sefer HaBnei Yonah, which is very permissible and lenient in this situation. However, Hagon Rabbi Kiva Eger, Bechidushov, B'simen Zeh, Machmir Gam B'zeh. But Rabbi Kiva Eger is very Machmir over here, just like it was Machmir above a minute ago. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Vilna Gaon in the Bir HaGra is Muchach Behedjo Ki HaBnei Yonah Lohokil. He is Makel over here. In Dirshu footnote 185, he explains why Rabbi Kiva Eger is Machmir. And he says, Tamo Shaksiva Michutz L'Shita Eino Midin Tliya. If you have the entire word extending, the entire Shem of Hashem extending out, it's not a problem of Tliya. Shari Shnei Dinim Shonen Hain. There are two different Dinim over here. Tliya, number one, the Hainu Kishikose Ben Ashuros, is when part of the letter is, so to say, sticking out, hanging out. Ksiva Michutz L'Gyo Na'amun. And then when you have the entire word being outside of the line. L'das ha-bnei yonah, shnei dinim shavim. These two are identical dinim over here, and that's why the bnei yonah is makel in both. If you forgot to write the shame of Hashem, you're allowed to sort of say hang it in between the two lines, so that would be acceptable as brought down in Yoredeya. Therefore, you can write the entire shame outside of the Yomim because b'di'evit, it's good to hang it, so to say. However, the das of the Morgan Avram is that the din hasheni is kal yosir. It's not the same din, but it's a more lenient din. This din is not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. But the first din of Taliyah is mentioned in the Gemara. However, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, the second din is a more chomer dikid din, and therefore the alpha pishemuta litlos is kol hashem ben ashuros. Even though he says you are allowed to hang the name, if you forgot to write the name, you could write it in between the lines, so to say. However, mikol makom also lichtov is kol hashem chutz lomba, but you're not allowed to write it outside the line. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is Mal Machmir, he disagrees with the Magen Avraham, and Bekosev Miktzas Hashem Michutz Leguyon Amud, and he says that you're not allowed to write even part of the name outside of the Amud, and you're not allowed to write the entire name outside of the Amud. This will conclude today's shiur.